The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. The Shreveport Police Department has released the name of the officer who was shot and killed before her shift began Wednesday night. Officer Shateri Payne was about to begin her overnight shift when she was shot standing outside a home in West Shreveport. The shooting occurred around 8:20 p.m. Officers responded to the call and found Payne in uniform with multiple gunshot wounds. She was transported to Ochsner LSU Health Services, where she died as a result of the shooting. As of now, no suspects have been taken into custody. Interim Chief of Police Ben Raymond held a press conference yesterday and had this to say.
At the early stage of the investigation, we are not willing to rule out anything. We will follow every lead, wherever they may take us, and we will work to identify and apprehend the coward or cowards responsible for the brutal murder of Officer Payne. We are joined in our efforts by numerous law enforcement and public safety agencies. Collectively, we have worked throughout the night and will continue to toil until justice is served.
Officer Shateri Payne had been on the force since November, a 2014 graduate of Captain Shreve High School. She ran track and was captain in her final season. The Shreveport Police Department hired Payne in July 2018, and she graduated from the police academy November 16th, less than 2 months before her death. The ongoing partial federal government shutdown could prove troublesome for Texas retailers regarding federal food assistance programs, even if money for programs is still available. Programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, dodged a bullet recently, at least temporarily, when the USDA announced that federal food assistance dollars will flow through February. But in Texas, that could create a different problem.
We have some concerns about sort of the difficulties involved in releasing those benefits all at once, which is not how we usually distribute SNAP benefits.
Celia Cole is the executive director of the Austin-based hunger advocacy group Feeding Texas, and part of her concerns center on the state's food retailers.
Typically, you know, our retail stores in Texas are very conscious of sort of spending patterns, and they'll stock up and staff up at the beginning of the month for stores that have a lot of SNAP customers because they get their benefit and come in and spend them. It's very, very common for people to use their SNAP benefits all at once, and then they often run out at the end of the month. And so I think our stores are very in tune, our retailers are very in tune with that and really work to ensure that they can meet the needs of their customers.
Texas staggers its SNAP payments to beneficiaries throughout the month, but this month the federal government is releasing the funds in one big sum expected to cover into next month. Cole says recipients might not see benefits again for another 7 weeks.
Someone who typically gets their benefits later in the month, if they get their February benefits on January 20th, they might be waiting until, you know, mid-March for the next allotment.
Cole says officials need to explain to the 3.7 million Texas SNAP recipients about budgeting for what could be a long pause until their next round of funding. Texas Public Radio KETR contributed to this report. Taking a look at the weather, temperatures are going to reach the upper 50s today. Expect a high of around 57. There is a 20% chance of rain. Currently, it's 44 degrees and cloudy in Shreveport and 43 in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.